Today, I'm delighted to be chatting to a very funny lady, the brilliant Alison Spittle. Hello, Alison, how are you?
Hello, Mary. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. It's great to be chatting to you. So, Alison,
Hi. You
have a show at Boyle Arts Festival on July the 20th. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, I'm very excited. Basically, I'm going to be doing a show and it'll be the best of all the shows I've done before. I've never played Roscommon, so I'm just going to do a show that's like a stand-up comedy show with my best bits so far. And it's called Alison Spittle Makes a Show of Herself.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Well, I'm very used to making a show of myself, you know?
Yeah. So how long will the show be?
It'll be an hour long, so it'll be an hour long and it'll be great crack.
And I think it's on the 20th July, is that it?
Yeah. So it's part of the Boyle Arts Festival and it's a real honour to be asked to do it because I've had great stand-up comedians on before and they've asked me this year, so I'm very, very excited to be doing it.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's great to see someone different coming to Boyle because it's kind of a smallish town down the country here in County Roscommon, but it's good to see some big names because I think the Three Newlists played there a couple of years ago as well, so you're in good company. Yeah, it's a good...
Boyle is great. I stop off there now on the way to Donegal to get me. There's a cafe that does a very good kind of baguette sandwich. I've had it before. It's really nice. Can't remember the name of it now.
Oh, but you'll know where to find it.
Exactly, I do. I know where it is.
Brilliant. So, Alison, how did you get into comedy?
So, I started stand-up comedy a few years ago. I used to work in a radio station called iRadio.
Yeah.
And the radio DJ was Bernard O'Shea, who's a stand-up comedian. He's in Bridge and Damon, and he's a really great comedian.
I know him. He's brilliant.
He's fantastic. And I was doing I was an intern, and I was a broadcast coordinator, so I'd be working behind the scenes. And I used to go on his show every Friday and just chat about my week.
Yeah.
And then one day he said to me, oh, you should do stand-up comedy. And I was like, ah, no, boy. But then he got me a gig. And I did that gig and I loved it. And I just wanted to do comedy for the rest of my life then.
So that's how you got started. So where was your first show?
First show was in Portlaoise in PJ Kavanagh's pub. And it was supporting PJ Gallagher.
Oh, yeah, PJ's brilliant as well.
He is. I was very nervous.
So how did your first show go?
It went really well in the end. I was very nervous, but had a big adrenaline rush at the end and just wanted to do it from then on. But when thinking back, it probably wasn't that good of a gig, but you're just so relieved that you weren't booed off stage.
Well, that was good. But I mean, if you don't do the first show, the first step, it's not going to be brilliant. But if you don't take that first step, it's not going to happen.
Exactly, that's it. No one's brilliant on their first go.
No. But you had a good start anyway with PJ.
Yeah, it did. So it's good crack. And then, you know, you keep doing it and you're not very good for a while and then you kind of get better, that type of thing.
I think it's the same with everything in life. It's like practice and confidence.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Why do you think there are fewer female comedians? I know there's more of them now, but like years ago, there might have been French and Saunders, and then we had Carolyn Ahern, who was in the Royal Family, and a few people like that. But overall, there's fewer ladies doing the comedian or doing the comedy circuit. Why is that?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. It's a question I get asked a lot, and I just think Eleanor Tiernan, who's a great stand-up comedian, said it best when she said that, like, you know, asking a female comedian why there aren't that many women comedians is kind of like asking the bacteria in a petri dish to tell you the whole equation to the experiment you're doing. You know, it's kind of like, I think there's more doing it now and it's great. I just think more people are doing it and more people want to be heard.
Yeah.
And, and that it's not scary and it's, and there's an audience that are willing to watch and listen.
As well as that, there was a kind of a preconception years ago that women weren't funny, but they're actually very funny.
Yeah, I don't know where that preconception came from. You know, it's not
it's more like one, if there's men, there's always great crack, he's good fun, but it doesn't. The same term doesn't always be applied to the women.
Well, sure. Do you remember a few years ago, you know, women that had babies were locked up? So it's kind of like that. It's just sexism, you know?
Yeah.
And people are not and not taking it anymore. But you know, the whole preconception about women thing is it's just not being tolerated now, and I think it's all the better because more women are doing it, and it's good crack.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed your sitcom Know Her Fast. Where'd you get
Thank you.
Oh, it's very funny. Where'd you get your inspiration? Did you get it growing up in the Irish countryside by any chance?
Yeah, so I grew up in a small Irish village, and originally I'm from England.
Yeah.
So I used to have a little English accent, and I felt like a bit of an outsider. So I was observing a lot, you know, and then, you know, the community takes in and everything. So then I loved village life. I loved the politics of it. I love being in it, and well, that's my biggest inspiration. And also rural life, and the way that we do things is different, you know. To,
oh, it
to
is.
The city. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very different. That's kind of, how will I put it, traditions or preconceptions there. And each county is kind of has their own little idiosyncrasies as well. It's funny to see it in different counties, isn't it?
It is. And but I think it's like, it's kind of very similar. I think it depends. I would relate more to someone in Donegal from a village of 500 or less than I would from someone in Offaly that lived in Tullamore.
Yeah.
You know? Just that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, Ireland, well, we have our own little way of going on, I suppose, and we have our own sense of humour as well. And as I says, there are certain ways people have their own humour in different counties as well.
Mm.
And finally, who are your favourite comedians and why?
So, my favourite comedian is Keema Bob. I think she's a very, very good comedian. And Deborah France's wife, they're fantastic comedians, and you should, there's a great podcast actually, for people that might have a misconception that women weren't funny before.
Yeah.
The Guilty Feminist. Oh, it's fantastic.
Right.
It's really good, and it really inspires women. But you know what, most of all, it's just very funny, you
yeah.
know? And Maria Bamford would be another comedian that I like, and I know Chris O'Dowd is not a stand comedian, but I love his work, and I know he's a local lad from around your
area.
He is.
He's from Bowie.
Yeah. So there's great. There's great Irish people. I think I mostly like Irish people and women. Those are my favourites.
Good. Well, it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you, Alison, and I wish
you
all the best of luck in Boyle. I'm sure your show will be booked out, and if anyone wants a good laugh, they know where to get you. It's on the 20th of July.
Thank you so much, Mary. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Have a lovely day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you.